Good evening. We invite your attention to the scripture lesson that was read just a few moments ago from 2 Samuel chapter 15. We want to focus our attention not on one of the very well-known biblical characters. There are numerous Bible characters that shine bright in the firmament of biblical literature, but there are others that are not so well known, that are obscure. We are very familiar with Noah, Abraham, Joseph, Isaac, Jacob, David, Daniel, Hezekiah, Ezekiel, Paul, Peter, Barnabas, Mary, and numerous other well-known characters from the Bible. But great lessons can not only be learned from well-known biblical characters, but also from those that are not known by many and could be indeed regarded as obscure characters. We want to focus our attention on such a character in our lesson this evening, a character whose name was Ittai. You can pronounce his name, I'm told, Ittai or Ittai. We're going to go with Ittai. He was a mercenary, a soldier, who had hired on with David and the Israelites. We are familiar with mercenaries. A mercenary is one that serves ordinarily merely for wages, especially a soldier hired into foreign service. When we look at him and his profile, we will notice a number of things. We'll notice that he possessed commitment that was commendable. He exemplified devotion that was dedicated. He demonstrated loyalty that was laudable, that is worthy of praise. His authenticity was admirable, that is deserving the highest esteem. He was not false. He was not pretentious. He was for real. And we need to look at him, and we need to be encouraged to imitate Ittai. To imitate, of course, is to follow as a pattern, model, or an example. To imitate is to be or appear like, to resemble, to mimic. We want to follow the example exemplified by Ittai in our lesson text for this evening. Go with me again to 2 Samuel chapter 15, verses 19 through 23. First, 2 Samuel 15, 19 through 23. We're going to focus our attention primarily on Ittai. Then said the king to Ittai the Gittite, he was from Gath, "Wherefore goest thou also with us? Return to thy place and abide with the king, for thou art a stranger and also an exile. Whereas thou camest but yesterday, you've not been with us for very long. Should I this day make thee go up and down with us, seeing I go whither I may? Return thou and take back thy brethren. Mercy and truth be with thee. And Ittai answered the king and said, and I want us to pay particularly close attention to this response. As the Lord liveth, and as my Lord the King liveth, surely in what place my Lord the King shall be, whether in death or life, even there also will thy servant be. And David said to Ittai, go and pass over. And Ittai the Gittite passed over, and all his men and all the little ones that were with him. And all the country wept with a loud voice, and all the people passed over. And the king also himself passed over the brook Kidron. And all the people passed over toward the way of the wilderness. Now, when we look at the context of this particular passage, David and a strong contingent of faithful followers were with him. He was being forced in the middle of the night to flee from the city of Jerusalem in the interest of preserving his safety and his life. His son Absalom had fostered a conspiracy whereby he was seeking to take over the kingdom. And he was going to do everything he could to take the life of David. So it was imperative that David flee the city as fast as he could. This is the context of our lesson today. And we are focusing on the mercenary soldier whose name was Ittai. As we examine this particular passage and the example of Ittai, we want to look at the sovereign's request, a plea to leave, and then the soldier's response, a pledge of loyalty. After traveling some distance out of Jerusalem, David stopped to review the troops and the people who were following him. 2 Samuel 15, 17, and 18. His followers included a corps of loyal soldiers, the Royal Guard, and a division of 600 Gittite Philistines. As the mercenary soldiers of the Philistines marched by, David began to question if they could be depended upon to be loyal during the heat of battle. Calling aside the Philistine commander Ittai, David ordered him to return to Jerusalem. The reason given by David was the fact that they were mercenaries, which meant that their loyalty was always questionable when fighting broke out. In addition, David pointed out that they were not obligated to fight in Israel's civil war. But Ittai surprised David by swearing and making a total commitment to serve the king, as is seen in verse 21. Note that in swearing to the Lord, he declared that the Lord lives, suggesting that he had a personal faith in the Lord. As a foreigner, Ittai's commitment to the Lord is a reminder of a similar commitment made by the foreigner Ruth in Ruth chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. And in swearing by the fact that David was his Lord, the king, he was committing himself to serve David through life or death. Obviously, throughout the time he had served David, the commander Ittai and some of his men, if not all of them, had become true believers in the Lord and deeply devoted to David. Because of this, David reversed his order and charged Ittai to resume the march along with the other troops. Later, David would appoint Ittai as one of his chief officers, commanding a third of the army, as is seen in 2 Samuel chapter 18 and verse number 2. There is much about Ittai that we can imitate. But let's consider the sovereign's request. That is the request of King David, a plea to leave. We see the interrogation. He says, "Wherefore goest thou with us?" You know, why do you want to go with us? This is not really your battle. This is not at the deepest level your concern. You are not really one of us. We've hired you. But we want to release you from your obligation. You don't have to feel obligated to go with us. So in the interrogation, he asks, "Wherefore goest thou also with us?" And then he gives an exhortation. He says, "Return to thy place and abide with the king." Go back. You don't have to stay. You don't have to stick with me. Go back, because you are not obligated to stay with me. And of course, then he gives an explanation as why Ittai and the 600 Gittites that were with him should go back. First, we see he's suggesting that they go back because of their relative status. He said, "You are a stranger and also an exile. In essence, you are just a mercenary. You are a hired hand. Your status is not that of a legitimate citizen of Israel. Because you are a stranger, because you are an exile, go back." He also mentioned the recent stay. Ittai and the 600 Gittites had not been with them very long. He says, "Where thou camest but yesterday," and that simply means recently, not literally just yesterday, but you came only recently. So you have the freedom to go back. You are not obligated to stay with us under these stressful conditions. He then mentions the relational stress. He said, "Should I make thee go up and down with us? I'm out here, there is, that we'll be going up and down, we are running, we are being chased. We are on the run. We are like fugitives. You are not obligated to subject yourself to this kind of pressure." And then we look at reduced stability. "Seeing I go whither I may." What he's saying is, I don't know exactly where I'm going to end up. Out here, I don't have much stability. I don't have much I can promise you. I might be here today and there tomorrow and there a few days later. There's no real stability with us. We are on the run. And you don't have to be subjected to this. And he felt that he'd made a very good argument to Ittai and the 600 Gittites. He was surprised to receive the response that the soldier made. The soldier's response was simply a pledge of loyalty. First, we see a confirming oath. Ittai said, "As the Lord liveth, and as my Lord the King liveth." He said, "I want you to mark this well. I want you to carefully listen to what I have to say. I'm confirming my answer with an oath. As the Lord liveth, and as my Lord the King liveth." Then he makes a committed obligation. He says, "Surely, in what place my Lord the King shall be, whether in death or in life, even there also will my servant be." He pledged his loyalty. He affirmed his dedication and devotion to King David. And what he said in essence was, "I'm with you whatever happens, wherever you go. Whether in life or death, I am pledging my loyalty to you." That's the same kind of loyalty that we need to pledge to the Lord as we strive to live for him. And indeed, that's the kind of loyalty that we see demonstrated in the scripture. In Revelation 2 and verse 10, we are told, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life." We see this kind of commitment in the life of Paul. Acts 21 and verse 13. "Then Paul answered, 'What mean ye to weep and to break mine heart? For I am ready not to be bound only.'" There were some who were trying to keep him from going to Jerusalem because of the bonds and persecution that awaited him there. He said, "I am ready not to be bound only, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus." He is pledging his life, demonstrating his willingness to die for the Lord. That's the kind of commitment that we need. That's the kind of commitment that we see in the life of Ittai that we need to imitate. We are to be imitators of positive examples, whether it be of Paul, who said in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse number 1, he emphasizes the fact as an apostle of Christ, "Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ." We need to take to heart the words of Peter in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 21. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps. And finally, I want to call your attention to the book of John, John chapter 13. After Jesus washed the feet of his disciples, Jesus says in verse 14, then 15, if I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. And in verse 15, he says, for I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. And in verse 17, he says, if you know these things, happy are ye if you do them. Surely, we can follow the example of Jesus Christ, our Lord, and should follow his example every day. But there are numerous others whose biographies and brief biographical sketches are given in Scripture, whose lives we can imitate, whose examples we can emulate and follow. Such a character is Ittai, the Gittite. Let us imitate Ittai, the Gittite. Let us follow his example. Let us be like him in dedication, commitment, and devotion. May his life inspire us to be better, more faithful, more loyal, more committed followers of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let us be willing to put our lives on the line for the Lord who gave his life for us. Like Ittai, let us be willing to serve the Lord as he was willing to serve the King in life or in death, as he was willing to stick with him through thick and thin. Do you see any value in imitating Ittai? I trust that you do. If you're here this evening, you're not a Christian, you can become one through obedience to the gospel of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Jesus Christ gave the last full measure of devotion on our behalf, in our stead, in our place, for our sake. He died for your sins and mine on the cross. He was buried and was resurrected, making our salvation possible. You've heard that good news of the gospel. Maybe you're here and you haven't become a Christian yet. Now's a good time to do it. I know it's Sunday evening. I know you might be ready to go home. But what a wonderful opportunity to obey the Lord and to do it this evening. You know, we hear the gospel so much, I think sometimes we can become bored with it. But it is as important, as vital, as indispensable as ever. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4, this gospel will save you if you'll keep it in memory, lest you have believed in vain. You've heard it, but just hearing it won't do you any good. Just believing it won't do you any good. You have to respond in obedience to it. Hebrews 5, verses 8 and 9, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Are you willing to obey him today? Are you willing to repent of your sins? Are you willing to confess your faith in Christ as the Son of God? And are you willing to be baptized for the remission of your sins that you can begin to walk in the newness of life? And are you willing to make a pledge to the Lord similar to the pledge that was made to David by Ittai the Gittite? Be thou faithful unto death, you shall receive a crown of life that fades not away. Will you be baptized this evening for the remission of your sins? Will you begin a brand new life this evening? I trust that you will. If you're here and you're already a Christian but have fallen by the wayside and are in need of rededicating your life, are in need of being restored, now we'd like to encourage you to do that too through repentance, confession, and prayer. Will you come as we together stand as we sing?
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Singing, oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing.